Just one halakha in the laws of Purim, Abba Alenu Letoba. I'm telling you this halakha today only because it needs preparation. Otherwise, if you hear the halakha too late, you didn't prepare correctly, or you didn't have the time to prepare. We know that there's different mitzvot that apply on Purim day itself. Besides the se'udah, there is the mitzvah of mishloach manot and matanot ebyonim. There are, however, priorities when it comes to these mitzvot. Harambam very clearly in Perek Bet, in Hilchot Megillah, Halakha Yud Zayin, Mutav le'adam leharbot b'matanot evyonim, b'leharbot b'seudato u'b'shloach manot lire'av, she'en sham simcha gedola u'mfu'ara, ela l'sameach lev aniyim, ויתומים ואלמנות וגרים שהמשמח לב האומללים האלו דומה לשכינה שנאמר להחיות רוח שפלים ולהחיות לב נתקעים. The Rambam himself very clearly prioritizes the mitzvot and says that the key to the Purim is matanot le'evyonim, and that's the greatest simcha that a person is able to accomplish, to make the needy and the less fortunate happy and to raise their spirits. And that is similar to the way the Shekhinah also raises and gives life to these downtrodden people. The Magid Mishneh, in a very quick comment, writes, Mutav le'adam, Devrei Rabbeinu Re'uyin Elav. Interesting what the Magid is saying. We're saying really that these words are befitting and becoming to the Rambam. As we all know that the Rambam was a doctor as well and spent many hours fulfilling what he's writing over here, l'achayot, to give life to the nitka'im and to the shefalim. And therefore, Devrei Rabbeinu Olim, he has a right to talk because he himself was involved in such hasadim. I'm telling you this because the custom has evolved where a person has four or five children, each child has 20 friends, so now you're giving out 50, 60, 70 mishloach manot of goods that are going to go to waste, all the candies and all the other stuff. It's just become a perfunctory act where you're just trading nonsense to one another. Of course, you have an obligation to mishloach manot. However, today with the aniyut, even in our own community, where people are struggling to have ochel, it's hard to justify to waste so much money on just spending it on things that are not going to go to good use. Yes, you have to fulfill mishloach manot, ish l'rei'ehu. But a person, especially this year, should spend most of his funds that he has allotted for Purim, for the matanot evyonim. There's so many good causes today in our community that collect money specifically to give to the aniyim. I said in my own house this year that the kids themselves will give them cards to their friends, that we made a donation to whatever organization to give money to the aniyim, and let the kids give those cards to each other. That's something that's proper chinuch for the children and proper chinuch for the recipient as well, that you should know. And it doesn't hurt to be a trendsetter in these things. You shouldn't think, oh, I'm embarrassed, they're sending us to this. Adrabah. When it starts to become accepted that the children, instead of wasting money, hundreds of dollars on chocolates and bottles of wine and jelly beans and all that stuff, maybe in other years it's justified. But in a year of Shanat Ra'av, as they call it, then certainly it's wasteful spending. And therefore, again, everybody should prioritize their spending on Purim. The lion's share of the funds should go in order to matanot evyonim, to support the need, not only here in America, but in Eretz Yisrael as well. And then, be'azat Hashem, Borei Olam will give us the true simcha, midah keneged midah, that we mesameach God's children, God will mesameach our children.